I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. Before we get to the fishing roundup, we're going to talk a little about going for blue crabs. With us today from On the Water magazine is Jimmy Fee. Jimmy, with the water so warm and so much of the inshore action slowing down now, it's a particularly good moment to remember the blue crab.
Yeah, as we get late in the summer, this is the very best time from August into September to get these blue crabs, the big ones.
For folks who don't know, describe a blue crab for us, and why is it worth going for?
Now, blue crabs are pretty easy to identify. They've got a dark green shell, and they're actually called blue crabs because they have bright blue on their pinchers, on their claws. And they're worth going for because I think they are the tastiest shellfish in the Northeast. And I might get some argument from guys that love lobster up here in New England, but I'm from New Jersey, so blue crabs, to me, that is the shellfish to eat.
Walk us through your approach to crabbing. When and where do you like to go?
Now, down south, the big method is using traps or hand lines during the day. But we do things a little differently on Cape Cod. We actually head out after dark. We have really bright flashlights and spotlights. And we're just scanning these spotlights over the shallow bays and shallow estuaries here on the Cape. And once we spot a blue crab, if it looks like it's big enough, we just take a hand net and scoop it up. But you've got to be pretty fast because these crabs can move.
So you're going in the estuary, and you're wading in the water?
That's right.
And you're shining your light down through the water looking for these crabs?
Yeah, when they see the light, they freeze for a second or two and gives you a shot to scoop them up. It's actually a really fun, it's a fun way to spend a summer night.
So how long would it take you to go out and collect enough for a meal?
Well, in Massachusetts, you're allowed to keep 25. To get that many, it may take you a few hours. But for me, if I'm just making the meal for myself, 8 or 9 crabs will usually do, and that may take no more than 45 minutes to an hour.
And how about a size? Is there a size limit?
The crabs have to be 5 inches across, and you measure them from point to point on the shell. A blue crab has 2 very pronounced points on each side of its shell. So as long as it's 5 inches across there, it's good to go.
Now, blue crabs, they can really pinch pretty hard. How do you grab them?
When I grab them, I actually go for one of the back fins. You see they have 2 fins on the back that they use to swim. And if you grab one of those and pinch really tight, just right at the base of that, they won't be able to reach you with their claws.
I want to ask you if you have any special tricks for folks to keep in mind.
Now, one good trick is if you're out there at night with the spotlights to catch the crabs, is leave a little bait. If you put a little bait around, they will gather around that. So if you work one area, you don't see any. Place some bait there, and you go back a little later in the night, you may see a whole bunch of blue crabs there.
What's your bait?
Either dead bunker, or actually in New Jersey, we used to use old scraps of, you know, chicken necks or old chicken wings, something that's really durable. They'll eat anything, but the benefit of the chicken wings is they can't tear it apart quite as easily as they can a piece of fish, so it lasts longer.
Hey, let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing?
Well, even though the water is very warm, there's still a big school of big striped bass in Cape Cod Bay right now. Guys are heading out after dark and catching them with eels, fish up to 50 pounds. And on the south side and around Martha's Vineyard, there's actually been some bonito showing up. And not just at the Hooter, they've been a little closer to shore, and guys are catching them by casting as well as trolling.
50-pound striped bass up in Cape Cod Bay?
That's right. Yeah, there's been a good number of fish over 30 pounds, quite a few 40s, and even a few 50s have been checked in as well, just in the past week or so.
And here at the end of August, middle end of August, wow.
A lot of guys will actually believe that the fall migration starts in the end of August. Some of the old salts that I've talked to said that this is when they start schooling up and getting ready to head south.
That's interesting. For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Jimmy Fee, thanks for talking with us.
Steve, thanks for having me.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.